From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Luis Hernandez. The wet foot, dry foot policy is over. That was the rule that allowed Cuban migrants who made it to land in the U.S. to stay in the country. But some of the vessels that made the voyage across the Florida Straits remained at their landing spots in the Keys. From our southernmost bureau, WLRN's Nancy Klinger takes us to a remote group of islands where the last of those boats just finished their journeys.
One of the migrant vessels is totally submerged right in front of the barge.
Dan Clark manages National Wildlife Refuges in the Florida Keys. The oldest is Key West National Wildlife Refuge, and that includes a group of uninhabited islands called the Marquesas. Clark is watching a marine salvage crew from Big Pine Key. The salvers are using a crane with a claw on the end to lift a 20-foot boat out of the muck next to a mangrove island.
Basically, he just uses it as a hand and picks those small vessels right up. So this one's going to come right out of the water, I think.
The claw reaching down for the engine block in the middle of the boat reminds Clark of a sight most of us have seen on land.
You have to pick the stuffed animal out of the thing in the arcade. That's exactly what he's doing.
That's hard enough when you're just standing in front of an arcade game. But these guys are in shallow water in sometimes windy conditions. And the boats aren't the strongest structures.
It looks like the hull is so thin, it's kind of like trying to pick up a car engine that's wrapped around Kleenex to keep it all in one intact piece.
Monroe County is paying for most of this project. The county gets money from vessel registration fees. The project is especially tricky because it's in a national wildlife refuge and within a national marine sanctuary. Birds and sea turtles get priority at the Marquesas. The Key West National Wildlife Refuge was created to protect birds. Teddy Roosevelt signed it into law back in 1908. It was one of the country's first refuges. The slow-moving birds that lived in the Marquesas were easy prey for plume hunters. Their feathers were used to decorate hats.
Ladies' fashion would have like whole birds on hats and in hair. Most of the plumes were the larger wading birds and seabirds like pelicans and things like that.
The islands that were protected for the birds are also nesting areas for sea turtles, and they have some of the finest fishing in the Keys. The location of the Marquesas, 20 miles from Key West, also made them an ideal landing spot when the wet foot, dry foot policy was in effect. If Cubans trying to cross the Florida Straits were intercepted at sea, they got sent back. But if they set foot on land, even if that land was just a watery mangrove island, they got to stay. The nearshore waters of the Keys are patrolled by the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission. They would go get Cuban migrants when they landed in areas too shallow for the Coast Guard to reach. Glenn Way is an FWC officer.
And every time that I processed or helped process the migrants off the shore, they all had a handheld GPS. And they actually had the waypoints of either Loggerhead Beach, which is out at the Tortugas, Fort Jefferson, or the Marquesas as preferred landing areas.
The people got picked up. The boats, called chugs in the Keys, they got left behind. Dan Clark, the refuge manager, is glad to be seeing these boats, some of which still have fuel on them, leave the wilderness area to the birds and turtles. But he marvels at the construction.
They're made out of expandable foam, tarps, just aluminum pieces, pieces of housing, just any kind of industrial thing that folks can fashion into, floating objects. They're powered by everything you can imagine, too. A lot of them are powered by car engines.
31 boats got hauled away from these islands. The last one they took out was a 25-foot Cuban fishing boat named Mariel.
You can expect to come to the Marquesas and should forever to have a primitive experience. Camping is not authorized here, so you won't have human disturbance of that place. So it should look like, in perpetuity, a really natural, undisturbed space.
With the end of Wet Foot, Dry Foot, the Marquesas' latest chapter as a way station is largely over. It's returning to its role as a wilderness. I'm Nancy Klinger in the Keys.
To see videos and photos of those boats being removed from the Marquesas, go to WLRN.org. This is WLRN News. I'm Luis Hernandez.